What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about covert narcissists. I get a lot of people asking me about covert narcissists, so we're going to tackle it today. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Yes, y'all, the covert narcissist. I get a lot of people that ask me, that tell me, that's like, Lee, a lot of people talk about the malignant narcissist, the overt narcissist, the narcissist that are easy to spot. Like, the narcissist, if somebody were to tell you that this person is a narcissist, you would believe it, because that person's personality is is unique, needless to say. Their personality is very unique and works that way. So covert narcissistic people tend to, I'll say this, covert narcissists and overt narcissists both have the same goals. They just seek to achieve those goals differently. That's the big difference right there. Covert narcissists and overt narcissists literally have the same, like, the goals, I mean, is control. They want control. They want power. They want,
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They want supply, but they just have different ways and different techniques about going and getting that supply, going and getting that validation, going and getting that type of stuff right there. They just have different ways about going and getting it. The same goals, just different ways of going to get it. And yes, you can go from being a covert narcissist to being an overt malignant narcissist, y'all. Some people can transition. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like chameleons. Like, you know how chameleons can change colors? Narcissists can change types sometimes, depending on their environment and how safe they feel. Just like a little chameleon. If this little narc chameleon is feeling, you know, scary and everybody around them is red, they're going to be red. They want to blend in. Covert narcissists or chameleons, they want to blend in a little bit more. Like I said, I have a very malignant narcissistic friend. I haven't seen him in a while. But very malignant narcissistic friend. Like, and me and him have had conversations about this. Like, I'm more covert, he's more malignant. And overt, like, you know he's a narcissist. There's like not a shadow of a doubt that he's a narcissist. Like, you wouldn't just be like, no, he's not a narcissist. No, you would just you would absolutely agree that he is indeed a narcissist. No ifs, ands, buts or about it and whatnot. But so we're going to just tackle what is a covert narcissist, y'all. So covert narcissists sometimes are referred to as vulnerable narcissists, like the quiet narcissistic people, people that lead like very different public and private lives. That's one of the biggest things that happens with covert narcissistic people. They live out in public and the life they live behind the scenes could be completely different. You know what I mean? Their lives don't match up. The reputation is going to be good, but this, like I said again, y'all, the same can be true about overt narcissists. You know, but covert narcissists, they may have a reputation for being quiet, diminutive, shy, meek out in public, but at home, you don't think that they're shy and meek. They might be passive aggressive. They might be shy and meek at home, but out in public, like, you see them out in public and they're just walking around with their shoulders slouched, like a turtle, like a little turtle with his head in the shell, like barely sticking out at home, that turtleneck, that little narcissistic turtleneck is out and showing. You can see all the little veins in the narcissist, like little in the neck of a narcissist, right? Because they come out of that turtle shell at home. Home is the safe place for covert narcissists, you know? Home is a safe place for covert narcissists. Another thing you're going to see about covert narcissists is, they, just like overt narcissists, they tend to blame shift. They tend to blame other people, and they tend to blame and shame other people. They tend to blame other people and deflect and divert the shame from themselves onto others. Like, if I'm feeling ashamed of a certain situation of a certain way, I'm going to put it onto somebody else. I need to shake free of the shame. I need to put the shame on somebody else. You know, they blame and shame, just like overt narcissists. Covert narcissistic people also tend to be very sensitive, highly sensitive to criticism. Overt narcissistic people tend to, if you criticize them, they tend to snap back at you. You know what I mean? Not all the time, but they tend to snap back at you. They tend to get loud, boisterous, or whatever with you. Covert narcissists are going to snap back at you, but they might do it in a different way. A covert narcissist might do it, like I said, might do it in a very quiet, meek way. They'll just like, they passive aggressive. Like, you embarrass them in public or whatever, they passive aggressive insults. You know they're talking to you. You know they're referring to you, but everybody else doesn't. Nobody else can tell that they're referring to you, but you know it, right? You know absolutely that they're talking to you. You know that they're being, you know that they're talking to you. You know they're directing everything towards you. You get it. You know it. One thing covert narcissists do with the passive aggressive stuff is they dog whistle a lot. Covert narcissists are very, very good at dog whistles. You know what? Sorry, y'all. If you don't know what a dog whistle or an inside trigger is, you about to learn today. That's when they covertly trigger you. A covert narcissist likes to covertly trigger you by dog whistling, like using, like triggering you silently, like using buzzwords that only you would understand, saying little passive aggressive insults to you that everybody else thinks is a joke, but you know they're not joking. Like, let's just say, this is a simplistic example right here, y'all. Let's just say they're always ragging you about cleaning the house or something like that, right? This is super simplistic. It could be money, it could be something else. But let's just say, like, this house is dirty as hell. Like, you are messy. This house is a damn pigsty. You never clean up. You got our house dirty as hell. Blah, blah, blah. Boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. You got all this stuff going on, right? They're saying this to you in public. So they're saying this to you in private. So the way they covertly trigger you out in public, the way they dog whistle you out in public, y'all go to a friend's house and they make a loud statement. They're like, damn, this house is really clean. I love coming to a clean house. Don't you, honey? Gotcha. They just covertly triggered you because you know they're insulting you, right? Nobody else might know that they're insulting you, but you know that they're insulting you. That's their passive aggressive, like, that's how they get you. That's how they shame you. That's how they dog whistle you right there. You know what I mean? Covert narcissists also like to be the center of attention just in different ways. They like to be the center of attention. They like for all the attention to be on them, right? But they like for it to be in different ways. They like to achieve that attention in different ways. And what I mean in different ways, I mean that they like to be the center of attention in their room full of people by standing out a little bit. They might not like the light shine on them like this, but they want the light to shine because of them. The light doesn't necessarily have to shine on them, but it needs to shine because of them. Like, the event is an event in their honor, right? The Lee Hammack Memorial Award. Like, I'm trying to, like, no, don't put the camera on me. This is not about me. This is about everybody else. This is about everybody giving back to the community. I'm just thankful to be here. They love that right there. They love it. Because it's pretending to be humble, but it's soaking up attention at the same time. Pretending to be humble. Pretending to be just cool, calm, and collected, but sucking it up like a damn little toxic sponge. Like a little narcissistic sponge, just soaking up the supply, soaking up the vulnerability, soaking it up. You know, but covert, and this is the thing about covert narcissists that tend to be more vulnerable narcissists. They do have like a certain level of empathy. The vulnerable narcissist can display a certain level of empathy toward other people, but it's very self-serving empathy. They feel empathy towards people that are extremely close to them. Empathy towards people that directly have effect on them. Not any, like, they don't have enough to go around, pretty much. They have enough for themselves, but they don't have enough to go around. You know, just enough to use for you. Not enough to go around for everybody else. Look, I got, this is all I got. I got 7 quarters. This is all I got. You know, what are you going to do? You know, you see what I'm saying? But that's how it goes there right there, in that space right there. So you, like I said, you know if you're dealing with a covert narcissist. You know. Like, because they don't seem like, they don't seem like narcissistic people. And a lot, and that's what I say to people right here. A lot of people don't realize you're dealing with a covert narcissist because they don't fit that same loud, outgoing criteria. They don't always have to have the nicest clothes. They don't always have to have the nicest cars. They don't always have to have the nicest things. But sometimes they do like to shine, but be, it's like passive shine. They'll get like a little nice ass watch, and that's all they look. Everything be from Goodwill. Everything be, you know, everything might be from Goodwill. Everything might be from some, like, you know, from Walmart or some, the dollar store. They got shirts and clothes from the dollar store, but they got a Rolex on, something very expensive, something that you would notice, but it just makes them seem like they're humble. It's fake humbleness. It is absolutely fake humbleness right there. You know what I mean? But if you comment on their lack of style, their lack of looks, they will take that as criticism. Like I said earlier, covert narcissists are vulnerable as hell, and they're super sensitive to criticism. But covert narcissists hide their problems very well. Like, they don't necessarily, I'm not saying that they don't rage out on you, but a lot of covert narcissists use the silent treatment rather than rage. Can you do both? Yes. But a lot of covert narcissists have that passive aggressive silence as opposed to that active aggressive narcissistic rage. You know, they have that. They have it, but they just, they hold it in. You know, they just do the silent treatment. They'll ignore you. They'll ghost you. They'll pretend, you know, they'll stonewall you. That's what they call it. They stonewall you. Just pretending like you don't exist, like your needs don't matter. But like I said in the beginning, their goals are still the same. They still want control. They still want power. They still want validity. They still want validation. They still want supply in some way, shape, or form. They still want the same things. They just go about getting them differently. This is how it goes all the time. They still have that. They still want the admiration, but they just go about and get it in different ways. Like I said, they direct your attention to the watch by wearing everything else. They look bummy. If y'all want to see a covert narcissist that transitions to an overt narcissist in real life, come to one of my workshops this upcoming year. I'm working on my new website. It's going to have an events tab where I'm going to be doing like in-person events all across the United States and different countries and stuff like that as well. So it's coming up. That's coming up here. Y'all going to see it right there, y'all. But I'm just telling you, they'll appear to be super shy and bashful, appear to be super insecure. But most narcissists are insecure. Covert narcissists just cover it up differently by being shy and bashful. But overt narcissists cover it up by just, they cover up their insecurities with gold and diamonds and luxury and stuff like that. They try to. You know, you can be a broke, bummy, overt narcissist, malignant narcissist, y'all. But that's one of the things about dealing with a covert narcissist as well, y'all. They can absolutely be extremely jealous, envious people. All narcissists have this jealousy streak, but covert narcissists, boy, it's something in them that, you know, that is this wild, the wild jealous streak where they feel like they need to put you down in order to pick themselves up. Again, y'all, that's what they come in at. They feel the need to put you down, make you feel guilty to pick themselves up. They also like to play the victim. They like to self-victimize themselves. They like to literally self-victimize themselves. Self-deprecating language runs kind of rampant with covert narcissists. What I mean by self-deprecating language, they'll say things like, I'm just never good enough for you. I'm just a horrible person. I'm just a terrible man. I'm just an awful woman. I'm a terrible mother. I'm a horrible father. You know, I'm not good enough for you. They'll say self-deprecating things like this in order to get you to feel bad for them, to drop the charges, so to speak, on them. It might not be actual charges with the police department. It might be charges within the marriage, charges within the relationship dynamic. You know what I mean? Covert narcissists keep doing this type of stuff right there, y'all. But what I also say about this right here, y'all, covert narcissists, you know, they can have, you know, big friend groups, but they like being the shy, cool, calm, collected person. But, you know, just like me, a lot of covert narcissists battle with super high anxiety and also depression. It's kind of like a cocktail. The cocktail right there in that space right there. You know, You remember, I do know, I can do other videos about covert narcissists, y'all, and how to deal with them and stuff like that. But y'all know I like to keep these videos short and sweet to the point and whatnot. Thank y'all for tuning in and making it this far. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. If you haven't already, like and subscribe to the channel. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel. That way, you get to hit that 400K. Thank you so much. Mental illness is up. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.